Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One. This is Beyond a Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice. We're going to amend it. Get on. Welcome to the best 15 minutes or so in the universe. It's a very special Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. We're all in studio. That is Dr. Drew and Mark Garagus as well for
the team.
Surprise announcement, perhaps. But the Corolla Drinks Party's going on. People out there getting lubricated.
I want to plug this. The 818 is really good.
I'm in there next.
Well, yeah. It's really good. This is not...
It's good rye.
Let's just say it's not an uninenlightened opinion.
Yeah.
No.
This, I could put this up next to some of the small batch stuff.
Yeah, it's really good, and we're going to get into it. Mark got into it a little bit already, but Mark had some things he wanted to talk about vis-a-vis the L.A. Times and
Very quickly, though. We have had the Captain Steubing coat. Those of you who are not fans of the Adam and Drew show, we discussed Love Boat occasionally. Rare occasions. So we actually sent his coat, and it fits me perfectly. So I'm walking around as Captain Steubing today.
I noticed it. I don't think that Adam saw it when he came in.
No,
but
I had to show him.
It certainly is a good
it's
look.
It's fetching. It's fetching.
Yeah, very fetching.
All right, Mark, what's up?
Well, I wanted to ask, Drew, do you have a theory on the L.A. Times and this gubernatorial recall race? Because I've got various theories. But
well, first of all, for you even suggesting that they have a position makes you a white supremacist. They've made that clear in all of their articles, that if you do anything except support Gavin Newsom, you are a white supremacist.
And I have this theory that when they came in originally – and you were talked about as a candidate, which I thought made a whole lot of sense because you're one of the only people who really has that dual expertise for the two biggest problems in California. And then do you remember they did the side-by-side digital you next to the recall and kind of were against the recall and then taking pot shots at you because you had been appointed on
the LASA committee. This is the LA County Committee for Allocation of Resources for Homelessness, which those of you who don't live in LA, it was just a wild catastrophe led by the LA Times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, there was an op-ed piece in the Times, I think yesterday, the day before, a couple days back, that just basically was explaining what a disaster it would be if we got rid of Newsom. Which is it the hubris? You know what I mean? It's insane. Look,
it's literally like they're standing in the middle of the forest, burning up, going what? This is perfect.
CNN reporter who's down at the Black Lives Matter rally with a burning building behind him, going mostly peaceful protests going on here. Like it is at some point. You have to at least admit that maybe some things aren't going the way you'd like them to go.
How in the world can you – I mean, I just got off last night on Wilshire to go to the building. There is an encampment that is right off of the freeway there that is worse than anything you see when you go to Mexico.
In the worst
places.
Open air asylum.
Yeah.
And the plague is coming, guys. It got into a homeless encampment in Denver, and typhus is breaking out again. So bubonic plague is the next. It follows typhus.
You know, it's funny. I went back and I was listening to some of me grill Gavin Newsom from a number of years ago.
Which, by the way, one more time, I'm going to mention it. I've watched that thing 50 times, and I never caught the Armenian reference until this last time. My Armenian antenna were not up.
Well, you know, in that, which I forgot about, the clip is, me asking. He's talking about predatory check cashing places, mm-hmm. which he's done nothing about, and so on and so forth. And he goes in a circle and says nothing and does nothing, and fine. He looks like a buffoon. There's another part of that interview that comes on about 5 minutes later where he's bringing up the homeless situation. Oh. And this is 8 years ago. Oh. And I am saying these are drug addicts and mentally impaired people. And he comes right back with the face of homeless is not the – he starts working the mother of three who the factory closed down, was pushed out into the street. So first off – he can't identify the problem, or he refuses to identify
it.
Let's just put it to you this way. We're essentially, this is a football team. We're trying to score, and we're trying not to get scored on. All the same, basically, principles apply. You want to win. You don't want to lose. You want to execute. Things are going to go wrong. You're going to fumble the ball, but it's how you react when all that happens. We're losing franchise, and we have a head coach that's talking about the second string long snapper and won't stop focusing on it. And we're saying, look, fine, get a new long snapper. What? But the real problem is the quarterback, the running back, the defensive coordinator. We're sieve. We're giving up 80 points a game, and he's going, I want to talk about this long snapper. And it's like, how would you ever, just to say within the context of a football team, how would you ever get that franchise right if you need a new quarterback and a new defensive coordinator and you're not even bringing it up?
Let me pile on that the LASA committee that I was supposed to be on allocates billions of dollars for homelessness.
Billions. People don't understand that.
Not one clinician on the entire fucking team. That is the same as running a hospital and not allowing doctors in the doors.
Right.
Would they know how to allocate for these medical illnesses that are on the street? Have no idea.
None whatsoever. And I don't think that they ever walk the streets.
Oh.
I don't think they actually walk the streets. If you walk the streets, you will get an education so quickly. If you go down to Venice, it takes you 10 minutes. Yeah. You go downtown LA, it takes you 10 minutes.
And walk it with a recovering drug addict, and you'll go to a new level. He'll point out to you what's actually going on, because it's hard to see it if you don't know it. He goes, oh, yeah, that guy's the spotter. That chick over there, she's got the crack in her vagina. And this guy over here is where you give him the meds, and then she'll pull it out and walk over here. And this guy's watching for the cops. And it's just a whole world there. You don't not even where it's happening.
I'll do you one better. I don't walk the streets. You don't need to walk the streets. You just
drive.
Think back. Who do you know that has slept outside volitionally, not camping, but literally slept outside on a slab of concrete, like a sidewalk under a freeway overpass in, Hollywood, downtown, some of the filthiest stretches of road on the planet? And let's all put our, we have 170 years collectively here. Do we know a human being that just lost their job, sober? There's no mental impairment at all, and is physically sleeping on a slab of sidewalk in Hollywood somewhere. Does anyone know that human being?
And by the way, for months or years.
For months on end. Okay.
Yeah. And if
the answer is no, then we don't need to even walk it. I don't know that human being.
But, New York has got similar problems when I was in
some,
the city.
But they do a much better job.
But I was just going to say the same thing. They have programs that actually do something.
Yes.
They actually tell people, this is what you have to do. This is how you get to comply.
You're exactly right. Because here's what they can do in New York that we cannot legally do here. Come with me.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to do that.
Right.
They just go, here, we've got something for you. Come with me. Let's go. And then you won't go. Well, the cops are going to kick you off that bench eventually. So come on, let's go. That's it.
Exactly.
That's the start.
And by the way, it works.
Of course it works. You don't think these people are pissed when they get better and look back at the condition they were left on the street? You think that's helping them?
No.
You think they're happy about that when they're treated?
And
Gary has the homeless Newsom back and forth queued up.
Gary is on top of it.
Now, this is 2013, and this is when he was lieutenant governor, but I don't know how long it is. Gary just grabbed it.
I've got it up to where
call,
it starts.
I'll and, call the app.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what I sound like.
Hey, by the way, that was my issue, homelessness, and my passionate efforts to deal with homelessness. That's an issue that no one cares about in this country. I care deeply.
Well, listen, the thing about homeless people is they're either junkies or they're crazy or they're both. This notion of, like, the guy's a hardworking, God-fearing family member who lost his job and now had to take to the streets is total and utter bullshit.
Yeah, but what about the picture of real homelessness, which is a poor mom with real two kids with a husband who took off and left her, who's sitting there struggling on that minimum wage job, and all of a sudden now is out in the streets and sidewalks desperately trying to find some help, get her life back, can't get those kids into jobs.
I think that's what happened to Jewel.
Can't afford them.
That's
the tough thing.
That's
a picture of family homelessness in this country.
That's a postage stamp.
No.
The real picture is bigger than the AIDS quilt, and those are crazy junkies.
Yeah, but no. So what? No, see, I will challenge you.
What you're talking about is crime. All right, hold on for a second.
Hold on, play that back for a second.
That's the real picture of homelessness. And because I'm good, I said no. That's a postage stamp. The AIDS quilt is the picture, and those are junkies. So already So listen to that clip. That's 40 seconds. He announces this is a passionate
topic.
This is his subject. Mm-hmm. This is it. So it'd be like me going, Finnish carpentry? Oh, I know Finnish carpentry. I put doors on the ceiling. And you go, what? Oh, no, that's my thing. I'm a journeyman carpenter. I put doors on ceilings. That's your subject? Yeah. I put crown molding on the floor by the baseboard. I take the base, I put it up on the ceiling where the ceiling meets the wall.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay. So, first you've anointed yourself.
I had completely forgotten the fact that he took ownership of it.
I am this guy. And then I said to him, it's people with mental disabilities. I said, crazy people and drug addicts. Those are who's out on the street 8 years ago. And he said, no. That's not the picture. Play it again.
Let me frame it, though. Yes. There are, of course, people that end up on the street because lost their job and whatnot. Those people, the duration, never more than 3 months. There are hundreds of millions of dollars of resources available to those people.
And so when they don't want to be on the street. They get off the street.
When you want to get off and when you use the resources, you get off. That's exactly right.
And it's astonishing to me that he was taking ownership of it before he was even governor.
One more time, here, just to hear him tell us what
that should be
the real
to
face
right
of
there. Yeah, I mean, come on. Meantime, he's blaming
the guy's a hardworking, God-fearing family member who lost his job and now had to take to the streets is total and utter bullshit.
Yeah, but what about the picture of real homelessness, which is a poor mom with two kids and a husband who took off and left her, who's sitting there struggling on that minimum wage job, and all of a sudden now is out in the streets and sidewalks desperately trying to find some help, get her life back, can't get those kids into childcare.
I think that's what happened to Jewel.
Can't afford them.
That's the tough thing. Yeah, that's
tough. And that's a picture of family homelessness
in this country. That's a postage stamp.
No.
The real picture is bigger than the AIDS quilt, and those are crazy junkies.
Yeah, but no. So what? No, see, I will challenge you on this. What you're talking about is chronic homeless, which is the picture we have of homeless, which is a relatively small percentage.
No,
and those folks are struggling with drug or alcohol addiction.
I don't understand. All right. I literally want to take him by the ear,
take him downtown.
Yeah. I'm going to walk him around the building. Yeah. I'm going to just take one walk, four blocks around the building, and then tell me that the real
picture.
This is the real picture.
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
And by the way, you know, we had on the guy who's caught a little bit of fire. You know, Larry Elder has got, by all accounts, kind of in the catbird seat. The Kevin, how do you pronounce his last name?
Falconer.
Kerfuffle. It's four letters that are three letters that never go against each other.
But the interesting thing he mentioned that I hadn't thought of, and I really kind of like the very thing that the LA Times is complaining about is, oh, this is going to cost so much money, and we've got an election in 2022. And Pfaffer's response to that I thought was brilliant. He says, guess what? I'm going to only be there for a year. Give me a tryout. And you know what? Given where we are right now, a one-year tryout to me sounds good, whether it's
anything. By the way, the expense of this thing, already done.
Yeah.
Expense is in. Let's get something out of it. Let's finally get something out of our money here in California.
Yeah. And by the way, when's the LA Times? Last name is Paffrath. It's P-A-F-F-R-A-T-H. R-A-T-H.
But the guy was interesting to me. I kind of
is he the Democrat
him.
Guy?
He's, yes. He's got yeah. a D, so he's got a shot. And it's, I think, it's
he,
him
he,
and Elder.
He offered, yeah, I think you're right. He offered Newsom $1 million to debate him.
Yeah, but yeah. which Newsom will never do.
Right.
Because
wow.
after, now that they've seen Adam, you know, I was actually impressed that Paffraff came on with Adam because Lucas, who was here with me today, and I were saying, if you looked at Paffraff's face as Adam was getting into it with him and asking him questions and doing his cross, you could see he hadn't been challenged.
I don't know what that was. Well, look, either way, Newsom can't identify the problem. Look, it's we do not know whether he knows what's going on or he doesn't know what's
stupid
going on. Stupid or liar. Either way, he's got to go. That the clip we played is 8 years. 8 years. We're coming on 10 years, and I'm complaining about homelessness, and he's telling us what the real face of homelessness is, which is a mom that works a minimum wage job,
three kids.
But her husband left, yeah. which is less than 1% of what you will find on
to
the street.
A lot of alimony.
Yeah, and she's got a minimum wage
where
job.
Where did his husband go, by the way?
Florida.
Florida. Yeah,
but you need to know, we got to change. There are laws that have to change, right? So here's what has changed.
Yeah, tell
Prop 47, Prop 57, AB 109. That's what brings all the drug addicts in. They want to use, they're free to use, they're free to traffic, they're free to steal.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is we're importing homeless.
Yes.
If you go down to Venice.
I have a regular basis.
Ask people where they're from. None of them from here.
On a regular basis, I'm trying to do, people call me for help around the country, and they will always say now, I think I'm going to go to California. I hear there's lots of resources I can use there in peace, and people just leave me alone. My family's hassling me. So I'm coming
by the way, that is, you know, I've been talking on and off with the Venice Coalition, and what Adam and you say is absolutely right. They say that people are coming from all over the country because they're lured here.
So here are the five key legal changes: 4757, AB 109. Lanterman Petras Short has got to be
Lanterman Petras Short.
It's got to be
our friend Mia. Our friend Mia has been saying that for
it's
years.
It's got to be opened up and revived.
John. Yeah,
yeah. That and then conservatorships have to be expanded.
Yeah,
that's it. And we do those things, they'll massively change things. And we need to reestablish the definition of gravely disabled. Gravely disabled has been eviscerated; doesn't really exist.
But by the way, again, yeah, I've been saying this sort of broken record as it pertains to politics for a long time. We all know who Newsom is. Newsom's going to do what Newsom's going to do. He's a politician. It'd be nice if we held them to some standard, but let's all face it. There's no standard for Gavin Newsom. He's this fucking eel with a learning disorder. I don't expect anything out of him. What is the fucking Los Angeles Times doing? Los Angeles Times is downtown LA. I've been to the Los Angeles Times building. You park down there, you have to step over human waste and homeless, and look out on
an encampment.
Right. So what are they doing?
Nearby.
They're the paper of record for Los Angeles. This is the biggest problem facing Los Angeles, and you're called the Los Angeles Times, and you're siding with Newsom, and you're fighting for the homeless advocates. When did you guys become some sort of spokesperson for the homeless advocates? Why don't you just fucking report what's going on? And if you'd like pushback, it needs to start in the media. You take a story that is, you know, look, if everyone got behind it and treated it like the story it was and reported truthfully on it, then the politicians have to listen.
Correct.
As long as they're not getting any shit from you guys and you guys are cheering them on, then they're not going to do anything. So Newsom's going to do what Newsom's going to do. Where are the news reporters? Where is the Los Angeles Times?
We've become a one-paper town, basically. And we, I guess, fortunately or unfortunately, it's no longer really the paper of record. It's kind of a
anybody who gets the subscription needs to end it now. Yeah. Period. Stop reading the other time.
All right, so, Mark. Did you have any?
Not yet. But boy, guys, it's good to see you.
You too.
It's good to see you.
What was the name of that woman that Jacqueline Greer or something that wrote that article about me? And I called her back afterwards. She called me anti-immigrant, and she said that I had no training. I said, why didn't you ask me what my training was? I went to the state board. That's not fucking how you figure that out. It's not where you figure that out. I went through the whole list of professorships and board certifications and fellowships. I'm like, why didn't you ask me that? I said, and by as far as the immigrant goes, my family ran away from the Ukrainian genocide. You're disgusting. I told you, you're disgusting.
True.
You would be ashamed of yourself.
Jacqueline Cosgrove.
Cosgrove. She's disgusting. You know anything you read of hers is completely bullshit.
Well, what's happened over there and we'll be back. And I think they got a forearm shiver. They're going to get more from me very quickly. Oh. But
The Times.
I mean,
you want to represent me
I'm thinking of expanding. The kind of frontal assault of what they're doing. What they are doing, the so-called investigations they are doing are nonsense.
Nonsense.
Completely agenda-driven nonsense. I've been fighting with this one particular guy. We'll see if he's got the guts to print something that's on its face defamatory. If he does, we'll be back. And hey, Drew will be my planet.
I love it.
It's uncomfortable. Before you sign anything with Mark, yeah. I want you to talk to my friend Ron Jacoby and Mark.
Okay, I will.
They do mostly accident stuff, but they're good guys.
It's getting weirder than my son works. Mark
knows. I have other lawyer friends.
By the way, you know, you can keep making the jokes, but Douglas works for me, and I have a feeling your daughter's going to work for
me. Oh, no. Yeah. And what about my boy? Someone's got to clean those toilets. All right.
Well, I'm going to put him with Jake in New York.
That's right. So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew and Mark Garriga saying mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. Stay tuned for more bonus episodes coming soon.